Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name again. This is Brother Ephraim on the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We're glad to have you listen in this morning again, like I have been this week. I'm going to speak out of Luke chapter 2 and verse 14 this morning. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This was a whole multitude of angels singing this. They came down from heaven to announce this wonderful message to the shepherds. Looking at peace this morning, peace belongs to those that abide in the Lord. It's available to all on the earth, but many, many do not know the Prince of Peace. We must know the Prince of Peace to know true peace. Picture with me the analogy of the vine and the branches given in John 15. I love that. It's such a peaceful picture. The branches are on the vine. There they are. And they're not making a lot of noise, but they're just on there, drawing nourishment from the vine and bearing fruit. May we be that way. And the vine, the branch, it doesn't jump off and jump back on and jump back off and jump back on. It's just there, day in and day out. Now, it can be taken off, and it will be taken off if it doesn't bear fruit. That's a warning for us that we bear fruit unto God and glorify His name. Another peaceful picture of who we are in Christ is Psalm 23, us being sheep, Jesus leading us into green pastures beside the still waters. Such a peaceful picture. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. He's a wonderful Savior. He saves to the uttermost. He cleanses the heart from the guilt of sin. Now that we've been cleansed, we can look into the sky with a clear countenance, longing for the day when He will appear again. He takes the sinner out of the miry clay of sin and sets his feet on the solid rock, Christ Jesus Himself being the chief cornerstone. He is that solid rock. He's the rock that we build our house on. Let's not be like the foolish man that builds his house on the sand of empty religion, the sand of self-righteousness. May we build our house on the rock, Jesus Christ. He takes the burden of those that are weary and heavy laden and gives them rest. Come unto me, He says in Matthew 11, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. He gives the oil of joy for mourning. He gives beauty for ashes. He gives confidence for confusion. He gives stability in a world of relentless change. He gives life for death, eternal life, life that is so sure that not even a hair of our head will perish. Jesus said that to the apostles, that not a hair of their head will perish. Yet later on in life, they found themselves facing a sword, facing the cross, facing death. But they knew that not a hair of their head will perish. Did it? Physically, yes, did. But spiritually and truly, no. They got new bodies. They're living eternally. And we can also. The angel told the shepherds that they were going to be able to find the babe in Bethlehem, lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. He told them that this would be a sign to them. And after the angels went up into heaven, they looked at one another, and they said, let us now go Let us now go. And I leave that with you this morning. Let us now go. Let us go find the Lord. Let us go seek His will. Let us go walk in His steps. Let us go. If you're walking with the Lord already, let us go deeper. There's more. There's more for me and there's more for you. There's more to learn of. There's a closer walk with Him. We can grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us now go and find Him and seek Him in all His ways. In 1 Kings 18:21, Elijah was up there on the Mount Carmel. He was there with the 400 prophets of Baal. And here's a phrase that stood out to me, what he said to them. He said, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow Him. If Baal, then follow him." And the people answered him not a word. Well, my friends, if Jesus be the Son of God, follow Him. And if anything else be God, then follow it. But there isn't. Jesus is the Son of God. He is the wonderful Savior. He is the Prince of Peace. Don't halt between two opinions. If you haven't yet surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, do so now.